Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was good. That was great.
He's too old.
I might be washed.
No, stop, please.
The old baby might be washed.
That's how I felt about watching Caitlin Clark yesterday. I was like, oh, is that 3-point shot? Washed. No, I liken Chase Center. Is Caitlin Clark, is Chase Center like Steph Curry's Crypto.com Arena Staples?
Oh, yeah.
Where they just can't play. The lights are just too bright.
Lights it's too difficult. Bright.
I know Carter made a lot of cash on yesterday's game, by the way. He tripled down on the Valkyries money line yesterday. So there you go.
That's cool that he tripled down, but he'll give it right back by Sunday. Well, that's what a gambler like his like him does.
I think he had the OKC Thunder big yesterday too, so it balanced.
Don't put that on me.
But you know it's true. This is why the streets love me, because I keep it real. The real is, and I've been in that world, the gambling world, where you'll hit a great bet and you'll ride that bet for about 2 weeks, and then, as you know, 3 weeks later you're like back to ground zero.
Nah, I don't know.
Now, speaking of bets, we had this earlier. I think it's +300 the odds that Devers hits a home run tonight.
Oh, wow.
Would you sprinkle a little cash on Devers getting a little revenge tonight? A little home run?
Yeah, he's got to get a home run at some point. Let me tell you, Tuesday night was a scene.
Yeah.
Absolute scene at Oracle Park. I haven't felt that buzz since Aaron Judge was in town last year. And just from a Giants standpoint, being excited about a Giants game, it's been a while. This guy is swinging like he wants to hit a ball to Mars. Yeah. Oh, he's going to hurt himself. He's swinging so hard. That double that he hit to Triple's alley, he hit it so hard, there's no chance he was getting to third base.
Well, I was going to say, you said it right there. That double he hit into Triple's alley in and of itself sounds hilarious. There were some rumors, and they might have been substantiated over this past week about him showing up to training camp at Boston, not in the greatest of shape. So maybe something got to monitor going forward a little bit. But that's okay. It's his first week. Let's relax, everyone. He's gotten hits in most of these games.
People panicking a little bit?
No, there's just something to monitor going forward, right? We had flashbacks of Pablo Sandoval, another Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Who had his weight problems, not to this level of Devers in that situation, by the way. What did you make of the presser as we go back to that? And we're kind of revisiting this with Bonte Hill in studio here in Frischaski. You know, the pomp and circumstance of everything, Barry Bonds being in the front, it felt big time, did it not? Like, that felt like the biggest presser we've seen in quite some time, maybe since Buster Posey, right? Like being announced as the president of baseball operations.
Yeah, that was big. I'm with
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jason on YouTube, by the way, he goes, the old baby can't be on the spot. It's a feeling.
It's just a feeling. Okay,
you know, it's just tough to put
right.
on the spot. But
fair
anyway,
enough.
It is fair. Remember a couple years ago when Buster Posey got announced as one of the minority owners?
Yeah.
And they did the whole presser through Zoom, and I went crazy. I went nuts. I said, this is Buster Posey, three-time World Series champ, MVP, all the accolades. And you do a Zoom presser that looked grainy, the audio was technical. What is this? Yeah. You know, the Warriors and the Niners, they're rolling out the red carpet. They'll throw a presser for anything, for crying out loud. Hey, we just signed a guy for a two-way. Hey, let's run a press conference. I'm with that.
Yeah.
You got to make everything feel big. This was well done by the Giants. I told Matt Chisholm, their PR director, when I was at the game Tuesday, and obviously I was co-hosting with Laura Britt when we were running the presser, and I said, that looked great. That was big time. Having Barry there, who's around the yard all the time now. Barry's always in the yard. He was in a cage Tuesday night watching these guys hit. He's there all the time. Larry Bear, you know, you got Greg Johnson up there. You got Buster. He's holding up the jersey with Devers. You know, you got Dave Fleming as the MC.
That felt big time.
You got Sam Luttman and Rizzo out there asking questions.
Sam crushed it. I was very impressed with Sam. We gassed him up all, probably too much, by the way. He's feeling himself.
Well, no, I saw the live feed, right? So we get the live feed, and I'm looking, and the presser started at 2:30, so I'm looking at 2 o'clock as all the media is assembling in there, and I see Sam just walking around, and he's looking around, and everybody, every time somebody walked by, Sam would, like, put out his hand, and you see just see the long hair.
You can't miss that hair. It's beautiful.
And then Flim drops a, Sam, go ahead. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's feeling himself. So, yes, that did feel big time. That was presidential because it was a big time move, and it matched the moment. Now, I don't remember much of what was said during the presser, but to your point, Spinoni, oh, no, the biggest thing, I'm here to play any position.
I don't know what the Red Sox are talking about.
I'm here to play anywhere, first base, third base, DH, whatever Buster and Bob Melvin wants me to do, I'm going to do it.
See, it was what that was said and what wasn't said in regards to his time in Boston.
Exactly.
And he didn't want to talk about it. And that spoke volumes about the relationship between him, that franchise, Craig Breslow, their president of baseball operations over there, the owner John Henry, Alex Cora. There was a lot of toxicity that I think is now coming to the forefront that we've seen from, obviously the fans are going to feel how they feel, but former players that are involved in the organization, current media members that are involved with the organization. Hell, Will Fleming, Dave's brother we had on yesterday, Bonte, who knows Rafi very well from his time with the AAA affiliate, the Pawtucket Sox over there, because Will, we all learned this week, is bilingual and 100% fluent in Spanish. He had to be Devers' translator when he first had his first ever game as a AAA player there with Boston. So they go way back, and even Will was talking about the time and the expectations when it came to Devers, and it ran its course, and he likened it to a toxic marriage. And that's just what he called it. When something just breaks down, when the communication is just so toxic, it comes to the point where both parties just need to be separated.
No doubt. I heard a lot of people comparing it to Jimmy Butler, right? The Jimmy Butler move.
Did you buy that at all?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Jimmy Butler and whatever happened in Miami, he just refused to play. He basically refused to play. Devers continued to play. And he got off to an atrocious start this season. And next thing you know, he's got 15 jacks and 58 RBIs, right? And all of a sudden, he's one of the best hitters in the American League once again. So he still continued to play every single day. And rumor has it that he was willing to play first base. So I think what would be funny is this weekend, if the Giants say, hey, Devers, go ahead, grab a glove. You're playing first base tonight. How great would that be? Oh, man, you know Boston would be ticked off. So whatever happens. And here's the other deal, too. Jimmy was obviously wanting the contract extension. Devers had his money. He's locked up through 2032, 33, whatever it is. And so, right place, right time, and credit to the Giants for not leaking anything. This is something out of John Lynch's Shanahan's page.
Yeah.
Remember, the Niners had so many leaks for so many years, and the Niners started making moves to where you didn't hear any inklings about it. Here's the deal with Buster Posey calling, hey, what's up with Devers? And they made the move happen after a month of going back and forth with the Boston Red Sox.
Well, your teammate over at NBC Sports Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich, who obviously covers the team very good, one of our 95.7 The Game Giants insiders here, he joined Willard and Dibbs earlier in the week, and he actually likened this trade to the Luka trade, and not the way you think. Not like because Luka and what he means in terms of NBA stardom and superstardom is not what Devers is right now. Not to say that Devers isn't like legit in his own right. He is, but there's levels to this. Luka, his age, all of that, what they got in compensation, the whole thing was just, it was nuts. But the fact that it was that nuts and there was zero leaks about it.
Yeah.
That is the similarity between this deal and the Devers deal. And that speaks, as you've mentioned, to Buster Posey,
yep.
Zach Manassian,
yep.
the entire front office, the ownership, yep. everyone keeping their lips sealed in regards to this. And it speaks to Buster's ability to relate to the other president of baseball ops around the league. And you know what? It's fair to say and speculate his relationship with Craig Breslow, whether that was going up against him as a player or whatever, there's clearly a relationship there that both of them felt very comfortable talking to each other and going over through these steps and finally coming to a solution and sending Harrison, Hicks, Tibbs, Bayo on their way to Boston and bringing in Devers.
No, it's credibility, right?
Yep.
When Buster calls. And think about the deals he's closed now, Spadoni. He's closed the Matt Chapman deal. Basically told Farhan, I got this. We're not blowing this. I'm extending him right now. They get the deal done before the season's over. You get Willie Adames here. And I know Willie Adames, and we could get into him. He hit into a big 6-4-3 double play yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's scuffling right now. I think he's 0 for his last 16 at-bats with runners in scoring position. He hasn't had a hit.
No.
I mean, he is scuffling. But he sealed the deal. He got Adames to come here, which is why I'm going to be patient with Willie Adames because he actually chose the Giants when a lot of free agents haven't chosen the Giants.
Well, you also could be more patient now that you're out of Devers, too. That patience that was helped. Waning a little
well,
bit.
Well, it yes. was waning, yes. Yeah. If they would have got swept by the Guardians, yep. it would have been a lot of heat on Adames, no yep. doubt. But then he makes this deal for Devers, and he asked the group. He's like, you think we could get Devers? I'm going to just ask about it. And he went back and forth, and the fact that he didn't give up his top prospects in Carson Wisenhut, Bryce Eldridge. They got Marco Luciano still in AAA Sacramento. Now, maybe there's no value there, but you look at the deal. And I listened to some of Boston Sports Radio on Monday. I mean, you got rid of Jordan Hicks, who didn't have a spot on his roster. He had lost his spot in the rotation, scuffling as a reliever. Kyle Harrison, we don't know what he's going to be. And I'm pulling for Kyle Harrison, but right now he has one pitch, and that's an elite fastball. But people can hit fastballs.
Yep.
Teams are getting up. And then now you're going to the American League East, where you got the Orioles, you got the Yankees, you got the Blue Jays, you got dudes with bats, Tampa Bay Rays.
Offense. That offense. Is what the AL East is.
Lineups yeah. stacked. And so the Giants and a single-A prospect, I never heard of the guys in triple in the minors. Who cares?
He's a first-rounder last year. Exactly. But he's a first-rounder last year.
Right. Right.
Unless you're Jacob Wilson with the A's this year, right? It's not really – you're not doing anything for me in the foreseeable future.
It's a first-rounder that was picked by Farhan Zaidi.
There you go.
So, the Giants, I think, made out here. Now, you got to watch Devers because I did see him in the clubhouse, and I got shades of Pablo. I think he's a professional. He's going to keep his weight down.
Yeah.
The guy's a bona fide hitter. You look at the metrics since 2021. He's a top 10 hitter by all the numbers. So you shore up. Now your lineup, and I'm still looking to make some moves here in the future, but now your lineup of Chapman and Adames and Devers, and you got Elliot Ramos, who's turning into a stud in left field. You got something cooking here with the Giants. And then when Bryce Eldridge does come up, think about those guys locked up until 2030. Adames, Chapman, Devers, Eldridge, and he got Ramos in the outfield.
Right.
Now you're cooking with something, Spadoni.
And Jung-Hoo Lee, obviously, who's been scuffling as of late. He was leading off, and he's locked up for the next few years as well. But that's another guy who started off hot, but the league's adjusting, man. It's all about adjustments in this league. As you were talking about Kyle Harrison and the league adjusting back to him very quickly after he kind of had that hot start in that rookie towards the end of that season a couple years ago. Remember that start he had at Oracle Park? And it's kind of crazy. Right? Because you look back and that's untouchable, right? For the Juan Sotos or Otanis or whoever you were thinking about flirting with and right. trading and giving up, right? Harrison was a quote unquote untouchable. And now maybe is,
I remember
Bryce,
that.
Is Bryce Eldridge that guy right now? Because the Boston Red Sox did ask, I'm sure they did, and Breslow, I think report said they asked about it and they said unequivocally, no, we're not giving away Eldridge. We're not giving away Wisenhunt, but here's something we can do. And I do wonder, kind of like going back to that Luka deal, had Luka been, put out on the market, what could you have gotten for him from other teams, right? Could the packages have been better, if you would have put him out there? But right. you never know with those situations. Clearly, and it just goes back to relationships, man. Breslow and Posey, there was something there. And the fact that Posey has done this within the first 6, 7, 8 months, however long he's been president of baseball operations, and Farhan could never swing a deal like this in all those years. And listen, Chris Bryant, that was a rental. Like that was, I'm not putting that to the level of what Devers is, because he is locked in now for, you know, what, $200+ million you're going to be paying the guy for the rest of this if he does stay here in San Francisco. This is such a big move, man. And it just,
it's massive.
It just feels like a turning of the tide when it comes to legitimacy of this team.
No, there is legitimacy, and there's a buzz. And it was that Padres Day game when Robbie Ray was pitching, and they ended up splitting that series the day after come rallying from the 5-0 deficit. And I went to that day game just kind of observing everything, and there was a different energy with fans walking into the yard. Like, I, you know me, I've been on these airways saying I wouldn't spend a dime on this team, and I didn't. And a lot of people didn't because of the way the team was being ran. You didn't know who was going to be in the lineup. You had this opener deal. Even you talk to some of the former baseball players, they're like, this ain't Giants baseball.
There's no connection.
There's yeah. nothing at all. And Farhan has some skills. I'm not going to discredit everything that he does, but the connection to the community, the connection to the team, even within the organization, you hear employees saying, man, Farhan just will walk by people without saying anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to throw dirt on his name or anything like that, but it is what it is. Buster comes in, it's a breath of fresh air, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, this team can't compete. Then you deal for Devers, which, by the way, I think it's a bigger deal, especially out there in Boston. They just swept the Yankees.
Yep.
They just swept the Yankees at Fenway Park, and he hits an apple taco
yeah.
over the Green Monster on that Sunday to sweep the Yankees.
Yep.
And they won two extra inning games. Was it two extra inning games? Maybe one. I can't recall. But Boston's feeling good. They're saying, oh, we're rolling now. We just swept the evil empire and the trade Devers. And what I was wondering, and I don't have any clarity on this, they were on their way to Seattle, the Boston Red Sox. They swept the Yankees, probably packed up. These teams, when they have a getaway day, they pack up quickly to get to the airport. Was he already en route to Seattle to take on the Mariners? Was he at Logan Airport out there in Boston, Massachusetts? They said, hold on, you can't get on the plane yet. Can't board the plane. Chill out, dude. You're going to get rerouted to San Francisco. Like, how did that go down? I still don't know the answers to that.
Right.
But it's just because when the deal went down, it was 20 minutes before first pitch on Sunday Night Baseball.
Pretty crazy. And again, the Red Sox sweeping their division rival, hated rival Yankees, some say the biggest rivalry in sports in America, and they're coming away from that weekend disappointed. Fans are disappointed.
Crazy.
And then juxtapose that with Giants fans who lose 2 out of 3
right.
to their hated rival. How are they feeling on Monday?
Oh,
nobody
gave a damn.
I don't
nobody
care.
Gave a damn on Sunday
no.
Night Baseball.
No one
nobody
cared.
Gave a damn. So, you know, it is what it is. But you brought up Jung-Hoo Lee because now the trade, the vibes, and everything like that is starting to dissipate. You got to start winning some baseball games.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to start winning some baseball games, some guys got to start performing. Willie Adames had to start performing. But Jung-Hoo Lee batted seventh yesterday for the first time this season.
Mm.
And he got dropped because you see what he's doing in his last 36 games?
It's not good.
His first 36, Jung-Hoo Lee batted .312. On-base percentage of .364, slugging over .500. His last 36 games, Padone, he's batting .210. .284 on-base percentage, .341 slugging. Scored 16 runs in those last 36 after scoring 27 in his first 36.
Mm.
So he's not getting on base. He's not stealing bases. And he's not being productive right now. And that is something where he's another Farhan guy.
Mm.
He's a good player. And I think he'll snap out of it at some point. But what I want to see, if he's going to be at the top of the lineup, can he cause chaos on a base pass? Can he get on base consistently? Because one thing you got to look at is contract. It bumps up
yeah.
from 14, 15 million or whatever it is right now to 23, 24 million in the next 2 years.
Right.
So would that be a guy where you're saying, you know what? Our second base position isn't strong. Maybe we want to upgrade right field. Maybe we could dangle Jung-Hoo Lee to go get that. I'm just saying it's something to monitor here because Buster Posey's proven he's not afraid to deal in anybody and he's not afraid to make any moves.
Look at like, it's great that you got Devers, but you're launching the offense. It's still like one player in baseball, as we've learned with Mike Trout in Anaheim, it's not going to make the end all be all difference like it is in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
One player, Luka Doncic, right? Yep. It's just not the same. There's just too many players. And listen, other people need to step up. Tyler Fitzgerald struggling mightily. The guy mm-hmm. looked like Barry Bonds when he first burst onto the scene
right.
last summer. And the league, again, talking about adjusting, the league adjusts very quickly.
Yep.
And they're going to just find your weaknesses. They're going to pinpoint it. He is lost at the plate right now. It is not a good time for him. And then you got a guy like Christian Kost right there. Is he going to be a guy that's like, I don't know who he is.
I don't know.
Right? And then you go to the catching position, Patrick Bailey. God, just Talking about being lost at the plate. Another guy went batting 190.
Good sack bunt yesterday. Good sacrifice bunt.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Moving runners over to second and third. It was huge.
You got
to
do something, right? Do something.
Set up Wilmer Flores with the RBI two-run double.
And again, you're relying, as you bring him at a point, on Wilmer Flores being like the clutch player of the year. I don't even think they have that in baseball like they do in basketball.
Right.
Shout out Steph Curry. He's been the clutch player of the year for the Giants. Where would this team be without Wilmer Flores, of all
RBIs.
People? Right?
53 RBIs here, but there's some names I'm looking at. Now, Tampa Bay is probably not going to move anybody because they're winning games and they're red hot right now. They're 41-34. They take on the Tigers this weekend down in Tampa. They got some players. Aranda. Brandon Lowe's got 14-15 jacks. He's hitting the ball well. But also a guy, I text Jasky about this. Guy in Miami right now is batting nearly 400 over his last 16 games. Doesn't hit for power. But he's a second baseman named Xavier Edwards. Stole over 30 bases last year. Batting 294 on the season. Again, he got off the IL this year. After having a back injury, came back against the Giants on that Sunday, went 5-for-5, 5-for-5 in that game. And next thing you know, he's batting over nearly 400 over his last 16. I say that name because that's somebody you could maybe get for the cheap. Because you never know what they're doing in Miami. They're not trying to win baseball games. No. They're trying to save a dollar.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.